Daily Shorts.
Good morning, this is Jim Distortion doing a Daily Short. I was talking to someone this morning about the level of violence that's rising in the streets around by us. There was a guy who's been shot and another set of kids were running through a chip shop. One had a knife, one had a baseball bat. Friends of mine's children picked on the park to such an extent they're beaten up. And was wondering, what's the cause of that? And then it made me sit back and go, well, hold on. I only know about one of these things through social media. And also, I only know about some of these other things through social media. And also, you know, my absorption of information constantly. I am constantly on my phone. I'm constantly looking to see what's happened next. People are giving me little bits of information out of their own lives into my front room, as it were, or wherever I'm sitting. And what I'm thinking is that, you know, there were bad people before we got access to all of this live world as it's happening news. You know, it's funny that now we think that paedophilia is a, you know, is a new thing. It's not. It's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. But now it's been singled out by the media and also shown in detail about the you know, what's happening and what these people are doing. And that's a good thing that we know about these things, but it also breeds fear. It breeds trepidation when you walk outside your door. So in the last month, say, there's been a shooting, there's been stabbing, there's been outside violence, there's been also small gang-type affairs going on. And because that's happening and we're realising that, we can now see it more. We can see more of it even. So instead of us being blinded to it because we didn't hear about it, now we know it's happening all the time. We know for sure. So instead of us thinking that these things are new and there's a huge escalation in crime, there isn't actually. Violent crimes are down in percentages from 50 years ago. You know, we're down almost 40% on violent crime. Because people can't react that way anymore. I remember when I was younger, I had a punch up in a boozer and it was a Wild West brawl, right? There were about six of us and we basically took this whole pub to pieces. We're fighting. I got my nose hooked around my face and we were fighting. And actually, if you want to know the absolute truth, we all ended up in fits of laughter at the end of it because it was just ridiculous what happened. Yeah, a couple of people got hurt, but not hurt as in hospital. They got a cut and, you know, I got my nose bust. All these different things, but we were fighting and it didn't matter so much. Nowadays, before you throw a punch, you have to think what's going to happen to you. Cause and effect, right? There will always be repercussions of your actions, and so there should be. But nowadays, it's a bit more touchy-feely. Where the police would come in, clip you around the head and say, go home, which is actually what happened. One of the policemen pushed me against the wall and just said, calm down, Muppet, which made me laugh. So instead of that, now it's all by the book. You're going to prison. You can't throw punches. You can't behave this way. So, you know, it's almost like, I'll tell you what it's like in a scary way. It's almost like George Orwell saw the future a little bit, didn't he? Because we've got all these cameras that show every move we make, every breath we take, they'll be watching you, like the police said, the band, not the people. So you walk down the street, okay, from seven different viewpoints, there'll be a camera. And so, you know, it shows what you do. It shows who you are. And also, you have a fight outside a pub. Now they've got proof of who threw what punch, when, you know, what went on. Policemen who do raids now have a camera stuck to their chest to make sure that they're not accused of anything, even though they do what they want anyway. The other thing I noticed as well is county court bailiffs and indeed scum of the earth bailiffs who are just, you know, freeloading interlopers who take on people's misery and make money from it. They've got cameras because if the people that they're chasing get violent, then not only do they have the debt, but they can take them to court and sue them. Because that's the world we're living in. It's a nanny state. So George Orwell with his cameras and his telling you how to think, media spoon feeding you, it's kind of all happened. And that's a bit scary because that was supposed to happen in 1984. And I suppose the start of it was the end of the 80s, early 90s when all the cameras started coming in. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that we know all these things. and that people can see us, because to a certain degree that makes you safe. But everyone I know who's ever had a fight or somebody do something bad to them, there's always a story where it's not on camera or we weren't recording or something, because it doesn't quite fit though. It seems a little bit frustrating that you have these cameras everywhere, yet that, oh, it was just out of sight when it happens to you. I mean, I know that sounds a bit victim-like, but it's true. I mean, I've never been in a position where I've needed a camera. I mean, if I've ever had a problem, I've dealt with it. And to be honest, if anyone's had a problem with me, they've come to me and they've dealt with it. Or they've sat in their bedroom sucking their teeth over old vomit. You know what I mean? If you're that pathetic, you can't, you know, you can't deal with your own problems, then give up, mate. But what I think I'm saying is there aren't more paedophiles now than there were. They're just well publicised. There aren't more violent crimes or stabbings, especially, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, violence was rife, mate. Everyone was off doing capers, left, right and centre, because there weren't any cameras. There weren't any anything. You know, you go and rob a post office with a balaclava on, 9 times out of 10 you got away with it, unless you're stupid enough to have left your name or the balaclava or, you know, a note from your mum on the post office floor. You know, nowadays you can't do it. You know, there's too much security, and good riots, so there should be. But don't be afraid of the world you live in. Yeah, there's bad things, but there's always been bad things. Now as well, don't forget that the media spoon feeds you what they want you to hear. The society living in fear is a lot more controllable than one that's empowered and able to find a direction to put their energies into. God, imagine if we all thought the same and rose up against the government. I'm not inciting riot. But the power of the people is a very true thing. It's a very powerful being. And if we're not worried about what's going to happen to us outside, and we're not worried about, you know, what's going to happen to our nan, and is everything going to be all right? Because I can tell you this now, 9 times out of 10 it works out. Yeah, I can't tell you tomorrow's going to be all right. I can't tell you that the world's going to be a better place. What I can tell you is, with all this access to knowledge and media and information, you're educating yourself in such a way that you can educate yourself into a world of fear and paranoia. So if I were you, I'd remember this, if nothing else. All these bad people have always been here. They're just better publicised. Jim Distortion doing a daily short. You can find us on Instagram. Distortion's Got Issues. Also, on YouTube very soon, all of these will be up there, and I'm going to move from Podbean to YouTube completely. So keep your eyes out for that link. If you like this daily short, please share the links. Tell people, because we need this to grow so we can do bigger and better shows. Have a good day.